Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, to me, a bye week with 3 weekends remaining in the regular season seems to be a pretty good time. Do you agree?
I think it's a good bye week. I think this week's a good bye week as well. I think with 2 weeks left or 3 weeks left, you are banged up, and it's. You know, it's a little mental exhaustion too. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. You're trying to make a push. You've got extensive travel. There's a lot of physicality in these games, I think, come January and February. So I think when you get a weekend off right now, you try to take advantage of it, heal up, and just try to be sharper the next weekend.
What's a week of practice like with a bye week?
Well, I think you better make it enjoyable, short, enjoyable, and that's what we did. We just did a lot of splits and a lot of small games, and I think that's what you have to do. You don't need to get too tactical. You sure don't push them, because again, it's been a grind for them, and they need to heal that week. They need to have a little fun. They still have to compete, but that's why you do small games and the games within the games. And I think it was an outstanding week for us, and I think that's what you have to do this time of year.
I don't think there's anything really set in stone that guaranteed works or doesn't work. Some teams lift heavy during the season. Some teams don't. What do you guys do?
Well, again, that's up to Dallas. He has to have a feel for things, first off. I don't necessarily say we lift heavy, because we don't. But we go Monday, Wednesday. But he has to have a feel, and we talk about it all the time, of our players, where they're at, the situation, the time of year. There's a lot of factors that go into it, and there needs to be communication between him and the coaching staff, and he has to see, again, how's travel been over the course of the last couple of weeks? Where are we at school-wise? Is it midterms? Is it finals? There's just a lot of other things that go into those things, and I think it's important that he has a pulse on that.
One season is never like another season. Bye weeks fall at different times. Players are different year in and year out. There's really no blueprint, is there, from one year to the next?
No, there isn't. Schulze, I agree. And again, I think you better have a pulse of your team each and every year. Every year is different. You can have the same team. You can have the same players, but every year can be different. So I think you just have to factor that in. But I think we all have a little bit of a blueprint on what we want to do on our bye weeks, and that's all predicated, again, when is your bye week?
Nick Cardelli was dinged up in the BG series. How's he doing?
He's doing fine. Again, it's gonna be a while, and I don't know when. It's just one of those things. That's how quick he heals. But he had an upper body injury, and that's just gonna have to play out.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with Head Coach Tom Cerutori. What does Northern Michigan do well?
Well, they got very good team speed. That's the one thing. They got very good team speed. They're gritty. They attack hard. They're a rush team, and you better have numbers back, and you better make sure, again, you try to take away their rush offense as much as you possibly can. They'll get second wave offense from their defensemen, and you just got to make sure you keep your D a little bit on the blue line right there. You better have a good F3, and you better take care of the puck. And if you do that, it's still going to get dicey, but I think you're halfway home right there, because, again, they can really take advantage of you on the rush.
Do you feel that after a couple of years here, you've got a pretty good pulse on what Grant Pitolny is trying to do with his team?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I just answered the question. I'm probably going to answer the same question again. I mean, they're just a rush offense team, and he wants to get up and down the sheet. He wants to play with a lot of tempo. He wants to play with a lot of speed. And I think, with those teams, you just got, again, you got to take care of the puck, and you better make sure that you've got numbers back.
They got a couple of guys with big point totals. Phil Blue has been a phenomenal defenseman since he walked on campus here. Is there any one particular guy, one particular line you're more concerned about or not?
Well, I think collectively they got some pretty good players. They got some good puzzle pieces right there. And I think, you mentioned Phil. I'm going to look forward to Phil graduating, because it's been 4 years of Phil. Wonderful kid. Good hockey player. He's really good on the offensive blue line. He's got very good offensive instincts, good on the power play. And then they've got like Nardi's elevated his game. They got Darian Craighead, who's just been a very good player. Lofgren, the sophomore, has got over 20 goals, and DeMay's got 14 goals. He's a shooter on the top power play unit. So yeah, they've got some puzzle pieces, and they've got a couple lines that can score goals, and you got to be aware of that.
You get Brendan Harris back today. He has not played since first period of that Saturday game against St. Cloud back in October. How rough of a rehab has this been for him?
Well, it's been. It's been very difficult. I mean, that's a tough injury he had, but you know what? He's feeling good about playing right now, and he's confident right now, and I think that's the biggest thing, right? You know, presently, because it is. It's a very difficult injury to recover from, and he's feeling good, so that's important.
How long has he been practicing?
He's been practicing, Schultz, probably 3 weeks. But every day he's been better and better, and he's, you know, you can tell he's gaining more. He started gaining a lot of confidence last week. And you know, I think once you have confidence, and then it eliminates everything else, and then you can just play, because you can't be concerned about the injury. You got to be worried about the game. And I think right now he's very confident that he's healed up and he's ready to, you know, he's ready to take on, you know, basically the physicality and all the things that go into playing in a game.
Everyone knew that you'd have a tough decision to make once he was healthy and able to return. With the lineup that you had, you'd had an awful lot of success. It's ironic how things play out, and you didn't have that much of a decision to make with Cardelli being out.
Yeah, it happens all the time. It just happens. There's always going to be injuries, and it just seems like we've had our share of injuries this year, and we've weathered those storms, and that's a testament to our leadership group and our players.
We've had a fair amount of success against these guys as of late. Is there any reason why?
Again, I didn't even realize that we've had success, you know, as of late. But it doesn't matter, because again, we're talking about the present time, and it's a big series this weekend, and. We're both obviously, again, we're right now, we're in second place, they're in third place. There's a lot on the line right now, and they're at home. So we can't worry about what happened last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, nor can they. Again, we just have to worry about what's going to happen tonight.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.